All right. Well, we continue on now. Good to have you here midweek watching the results of the sun coming up. Kalamazoo, Michigan. We'll keep an eye on that. Three tornadoes in the area about 6 o'clock last night. Heavy damage to a variety of places, including a mobile home park. But fortunately, nobody killed, so we've got that going for us. We'll keep an eye on that breaking news for you as it develops this day. Zen Honeycutt, my next guest, is the founding executive director of the nonprofit Moms Across America. It's a national coalition of unstoppable moms with the motto, Empowered Moms, Healthy Kids. Pretty strong, I would say. Zen, good to have you here on the program.
Great. Thanks to be here, Steve. Thank you so much.
Here's a topic, strangely enough, that I've been talking about recently, and all of a sudden you bring it to me, and I'm thinking, well, that's pretty smart, because I've been talking about this lately, and boom, here it is. And I haven't talked about it on the air. I've been talking about it with Ivy, my wife, and different people. But if you go to Europe, right, there's all sorts of things that are banned in their food that's on the grocery store shelves that are fully available here in the United States. Several, I mean, if you look at things like, Pop-Tarts come to mind because of the new movie, but you look at Pop-Tarts ingredients in the UK, it's a short list. Here in the United States, it's a list as long as my leg. And so now several states may ban cancer-causing ingredients in popular snacks, candies, and foods that you find at the local grocery store. And I say, Zen, it's about time.
Absolutely, it's about time. And California is doing the right thing in this case.
Weird.
In this case, by 2027, these foods will be banned. You know, Skittles, Trix, M&Ms, all types of snacks that contain brominated oils, red food dye 3, many different ingredients that are banned in Europe, or at least have to be labeled with a warning label. And we say that if these food manufacturers can make these foods in Europe, you know, with a simpler list, as you were saying, of ingredients and more whole ingredients, they can do that here.
Right. So they're going to ban M&Ms? Tell me that's not true. I just about burst into tears here. Let's talk about this. They're just going to get rid of some of the coloring, right? Not the candy.
Right. The food dyes in M&Ms and many other snacks will be not allowed in California, and 7 other states are looking to follow suit. So this is a possibility, and they can just switch out the ingredients. That's all they have to do, Steve. You can still have your M&Ms. They just have to switch out the ingredients by 2027.
So that can't be that hard. I mean, look, some of these companies are the same. Like I say, I'll use Pop-Tarts as an example. I'm not picking on my friends from Battle Creek, but look, it's the same company. It might be an international distributor of that company, but it's the same company. It's the same product. It looks the same in the box until you turn around and look at the ingredients. Obviously, they know how to make a Pop-Tart in the UK without using these things. How hard could it be?
It's not that hard. And you know why they're using these other ingredients is because they're cheaper. They're cheaper, they're saving money, and they're making more money. And many of the CEOs of these types of companies are making $10, $20 million a year. I think that they can sort out the financials on this and make foods with ingredients that are safer for the American people. Some of these ingredients cause hyperactivity, aggression, all types of behavior learning disorders that are not conducive for our children living up to their fullest potential. Yeah. And Moms Across America has numerous reports from parents where their children are aggressive. One threatened to blow up a school with a bomb, and the mom got advice from the psychologist who said you can either feed this kid organic or you can put him on these SSRI drugs, which, by the way, also cause homicidal.
Well, I don't want to go too far down that road. I'll be honest with you. You know, the kid could have all sorts of problems we don't know about. And they could be on psychotropic drugs, too. But look, the bottom line is this. We have too much crap in our food. In fact, I've told people for 15 years on this program, whatever it's been, if you go to a grocery store, if you want real food, you stay on the outside walls of that supermarket. That's where you're going to find meat, produce, dairy, baked goods.
That was my point with
the story. When you go to the middle of the store, you find food-like products. They look like food. They smell like food, but it's not really food. It's magic make-believe food, isn't it?
Yeah, it is food. They're food-like products, and that was the point with my story that psychiatrist pointed out that the chemicals, the food dyes, and the preservatives in that food was causing that kid to be aggressive. And when he went to organic and stayed, the mother stayed on the outer edges of those aisles and had whole healthy foods, that kid's behavior switched completely. And he was not aggressive and was not threatening to shoot kids at his school. And his behavior completely changed. And that's what I'm saying, is that children and adults deserve to be able to live up to their fullest potential. The story that you just talked about before I came on is heartbreaking. Those types of health issues that are, and also, you know, the aggression that's being caused. We tested fast food and school lunches and found chemicals that actually cause aggression. One is called butanediol. It's a central nervous system depressant. And we absolutely can have better food here in America. If they're doing it for Europe, they can do it for Americans.
Well, and that's what I say. They can do it for Americans right now and get it. So much stuff out there. And look, this is why farm markets do well. It's why higher priced retailers do well. And look, Ivy and I have been talking about this a lot lately. This idea that somehow eating healthy is, you know, a liberal thing, right? It's not. It's a human thing, because we've eaten healthy forever. We have a garden. I shoot deer, as much as you may or may not like that, but it's free-range organic red meat. It's not full of antibiotics.
Just harvested this year. It's delicious. Right. It's some of the most delicious meat I've ever had.
Not full of, you know, hormone injections or antibiotics or growth hormones or any of that nonsense. So we try to do what we can. And I think it's better for children. I think it's better for adults. I think it's better for everybody. And I think we need to be mindful of that. Now, let's talk about the timeline here. This is going to happen in California. So when it happens in California, oftentimes, because it's such a big market, it does have impacts across the country. California, I'm not a big proponent of a lot of the things they do, but okay, yeah. Food that is safer and better and real, I suppose, is a better idea. I'll give you the last word.
Well, absolutely. Parents need to look at buying organic food as much as possible and contacting your senators and representatives. We were just there on the Hill last week, met with 10 senators and representatives. The surprise was the Republicans were much more receptive than the Democrats thought they would be and that we thought they would be. And they're leading the way in personal freedoms.
Right. So I guess I'm also going to be careful about the word organic, because, look, organic, it's a lot more expensive in some ways to produce. And organic products produce more toxins naturally than we put on them oftentimes when it comes to corn and beans. So we need to weigh the health benefits, the pros, the cons, and the price of feeding people, because I'll guarantee you this. A kid that is starving doesn't really care if it has GMOs or it's organic, as long as there's rice in his bowl or her bowl that they can eat. So we have to be mindful of that as well. But all of these are good points and great topics to discuss, which is why I've had you here. And we need to continue conversations like this that are common sense, that aren't happening in enough places. Moms Across America, greatly appreciate you being here. Zen Honeycutt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate it. I mean, this is important stuff, folks. We've talked about it here for years. And I don't want to denigrate, you know, the people at Michigan State or Ohio State or Texas A&M that make great corn that's, you know, drought resistant, or products that are pest resistant. But as far as all of these chemicals that are as long as my arm that I can't even explain what it is, yeah, maybe we could have a little less of that, huh? I just don't see how ingesting that stuff can be good for you. As my mother would say, that doesn't sound like it's good for you. No, eat broccoli, eat venison, eat potatoes that you grow yourself. Just throwing it out there. Eat properly, right? You'll feel better, trust me on that. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
While driving a car, there's a lot you have to pay attention to. Speed limits, directional signs, other cars and trucks, and more. But when it comes to watching out for motorcyclists, it's not always easy. Motorcyclists are hard to see. In fact, 1,500 crashes between vehicles and motorcyclists happen each year in Michigan. Vehicles turning left at intersections are especially hazardous for motorcyclists. So look twice. Save a life. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of State.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.